Please stand by. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Determining the Potential Impact of a Security Breach. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll hear an overview of the Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z. The speaker for today's teleconference is Joyce Ruff, Security Product Manager, IBM Software Group, Tivoli. And at this time, I'd like to hand it over to our speaker, Joyce Ruff.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on what time it is in your part of the world. My name is Joyce Ruff. I am a product manager in Tivoli Security, and I am here to tell you how IBM's security solutions can enhance your mainframe security. Let's move to page two. IBM's innovative security solutions can address the challenges and requirements that businesses are facing today and provide improved visibility, control, and automation to meet the needs of the enterprise. With IBM Tivoli Security Solutions, you can ensure that your enterprise data is accessed only by the right people, at the right time, and in the right way. On page three, IBM understands the market challenges of security and compliance that our customers are under. The key pressures boil down to three key areas. Number one, increasing requirements with volumes of regulations that are coming about through governmental pressures and industry requirements. Compliance can also be an internal pressure with internal regulations requiring systems compliance and process compliance. Number two, complexity. It's growing exponentially, and today's more complex applications and moves towards service-oriented architecture take operations management to new levels of complexity. Number three, cost. Cost pressures are continuing to mount. More companies have to do more with less, yet in the face of the growing complexity, requirements for change, and need for compliance operations, labor budgets have had to grow at the expense of development budgets. And getting your costs under control is paramount to moving forward. On page four, in today's environment, risks to the enterprise come into the picture in many shapes and sizes, from many sources of both well and badly intentioned sources, from criminal hackers attempting to gain information for not financial gain to supply chain partners who unintentionally introduced risk to the enterprise infrastructure. Additionally, keeping the physical security integrity of the organization has become a costly and inefficient way to physically keep intruders out. On page five, we've gotten to the point where data is usually protected enough inside of an enterprise where most of us can't really get at things that are overly sensitive. But each company has privileged users out there, and many of the insider threats are coming from people with database administrator access or with privileged access. According to the IT Policy Compliance Group, 90% of organizations have had more than three sensitive data breaches in a year. And insider threats, knowingly or unknowingly, are often the culprit, 70% of the time, according to Gartner. The best way to guard against insider breaches is for companies to monitor database and network access for unusual activity and set thresholds that represent acceptable use for different users. Moving to page six, barely a day goes by where we don't open another magazine or newspaper to find that some trusted name has had valuable customer, employee, or corporate data stolen through some sort of online intrusion. Have you heard of card systems from a few years ago? Well, it's a good example because we know what went wrong. And since then, similar things have happened at TJ Maxx, Chipotle, Veterans Affairs, and in the UK Social Administration. In the case of TJ Maxx, when those credit card numbers were hacked from their system, they were used in Sweden within 20 minutes and then in South America within an hour. So it was a very well-organized attack. Why should you care about these breaches? Well, on page seven, your auditors care because they're trying to keep you compliant to all of these regulations and trying to keep the company from being penalized and fined for noncompliance. Your CEO cares about security breaches, not only for all the reasons we cite, but also because when one is discovered or uncovered, it is estimated that up to 30% of those customers impacted walk away. They will leave you as customers. Customers' judgment of whether to do business with a company is noticeably affected by security breaches. Lost business accounted for 65% of total breach costs in 2007, compared to 54% in 2006, according to Dan Kaplan in his article in SC Magazine. on page 8. Whichever regulations you must meet, the consequences of not doing it can be significant, with financial or operational implications. For example, with the PCI, the payment card industry requirements, penalties may be imposed and privileges could be suspended. And the average cost of data loss incidents continues to rise. In the U.S., it rose in 2007 to $197 per record, up over 50% since 2005. In the financial services space, the average breach cost these businesses $239 per record compared to the retail sector of $145 per record. On page 9, with the security landscape, the COBIT cube represents one way to segment the IT infrastructure. IBM has defined our security framework to align those IT resources categories against our offerings of professional and managed services and hardware and software solutions to help you address all of these audit and compliance concerns and these security breach issues. Page 10 gives more information on the IBM security framework. So let's demonstrate how IBM security solutions can help. We have worked with a lot of customers to understand what do you need to secure your enterprise and make it compliant. What it comes down to, on the left side from the bottom up, customers need to secure the physical infrastructure, such as their buildings and assets. Also, customers are still looking to secure networks, servers, and endpoints from attacks, worms, and vulnerabilities. Applications and processes need protection to ensure they have integrity and can comply. The good data and information you have in the building needs to stay secure and not leak out. And the people and identities of the users, customers, and partners in your organization need to be secured. IBM has solutions in all of these areas. In fact, IBM solutions span security compliance, including solutions such as zSecure and Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager. We have our extensive identity and access management suite in Tivoli. We also have data security solutions, from encryption on DB2 to our secure messaging platforms such as Lotus. We have a strong application security strategy with our recent WatchFire acquisition, which checks for application vulnerabilities, and our Tivoli Access Manager capability on applications. Finally, with GTS and the acquisition of ISS, Internet Security Systems, we have unrivaled infrastructure security capabilities. Customers need a highly secure business environment that complies with industry standards, providing the right levels of capacity, integration, and cost efficiency. Customers are leveraging the availability, scale, and performance of the IBM System Z mainframe to provide a centralized hub for enterprise security on ZOS with IBM security software offerings. On page 11, let's talk about the mainframe and security some more. System Z is the most secure platform for your mission-critical data and applications. It provides extensive scalability and flexibility to meet the needs of companies across all industries, from small and medium businesses to large enterprises. With built-in hardware and software technology for multiple security capabilities, the mainframe is the most secure platform in the industry. Tivoli Security Software provides an additional level of protection with solutions for identity and access management and audit and compliance management. Today's mainframe has the power of industry-leading security with the simplicity of centralized management. On page 12, deriving from the security framework, IBM and Tivoli provide a holistic approach for the end-to-end enterprise security hub solution. This starts with the hardware and software security capabilities built into the System Z platform and is enhanced with software solutions that address customer requirements for security provisioning and administration, identity, access, authorization, and single sign-on administration, security and compliance reporting, and information and data security. So why is the mainframe the solution for your enterprise security hub? ZOS is known for running mission-critical workloads for your enterprise. We can ensure your applications run securely in this business environment. ZOS offers highly available, secure, and scalable database hosting, provides well-honed security processing with very granular capabilities and offers superb auditing of operations performed. Moving on to page 13. When you're implementing a security strategy, companies may respond to specific threats or concerns very reactively, or be defining a global policy more proactively. While initially companies often focus on complying with a specific regulation, the risk and compliance imperative is about how you manage your business, and not just process and technology, but the overall culture. Security is not just technology, it is now a business function. Of course, the regulations are designed to control and make companies more accountable, but they are also an excellent opportunity to improve the business and transform it into a better run, more transparent, and ultimately more competitive company. Customers often start out in the reactive mode with the comply mandate, but will quickly see the advantages of improving and consolidating their processes and eventually transforming their enterprises to take advantage of risk-aware compliance processes to gain competitive advantage. We also view our security portfolio as helping you to move up the security maturity curve. The concept here is that Tivoli offers every conceivable product to solve every conceivable pain. The trick is to ensure that as you start down the automation path, you want to make sure that those tools can be integrated within an intelligent design. This will put you on the right path for a sustainable business security model. On page 14, let's talk about the priorities of the CIO as they reflect on the CEO and board's priorities as well. The information here reflects the research IBM has done with the many CEOs we have helped, and while the terms on this page are high level, they paint an important context for our efforts. 64% of CIOs interviewed feel that the most significant challenges facing IT organizations are security, compliance, and data protection. Again, the CIO needs to deal with an incredible amount of complexity. We're talking about mainframes, so the environment is very complex and the borders are ever-changing. Secondly, as already mentioned, compliance. What is being compliant? Is it doing just enough to make a barely passing grade? No, it's not. It's important, but in today's corporate environment, the CIO has more in mind. In fact, the CIO needs to also deal with change. It could be in the form of mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, or other activities such as outsourcing or insourcing. Change is an ever-present part of the IT landscape, and companies must be responsive and adaptive to manage it. Are your efforts on the mainframe in security enabling adaptability to change as needed? And then, of course, there are the rising costs. When's the last time the board said to the CIO, spend whatever you need, get it done? Well, never. We all know that our budgets are flat at best, so we need to think about how to lower costs where possible so we can spend where needed. And finally, all these activities we do need to enable innovation. So I hope that by the end of this presentation, you'll agree that IBM's mainframe software solutions can help you to enable the things listed here. On page 15, the primary conflict in the mainframe security area is that reality may not correlate exactly to the regulations that have been specified. One example is in security management, where a company may have a small team such that separation of duties is not practical. Or perhaps change management, when processes may be bypassed in the interest of getting things done more quickly. Companies must find ways to ensure compliance to regulations, even when dealing with constraints. Why? Well, on page 16, because auditors ask a lot of questions to companies to verify how they are securing their enterprise. Fortunately, the IBM Tivoli security portfolio provides a family of products that can help to address these questions and demonstrate compliance to internal policies and industry regulations. And on page 17, specifically, the zSecure suite provides a family of products for RACF and ZOS that can help to address today's challenges. On page 18, in an effort to help our clients address common challenges and ensure that their service management strategies span all platforms and processes, IBM has announced the IBM Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z, which is a new integrated set of IBM software expected to substantially improve management of mainframe environments. This core set of integrated offerings provides service automation within System Z, extending System Z operations automation with process automation and service management. And as you can see, security is a key part of this overall infrastructure for the System Z platform. On page 19, the IBM Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z extends the rock-solid security heritage of IBM's mainframes to the entire enterprise by offering end-to-end security management. Tightly integrated solutions provide comprehensive audit and compliance reporting and management. Identity management and access control can be implemented across mainframe as well as distributed systems, services, and applications. State-of-the-art security management tools combined with sophisticated monitoring capabilities enable security administrators to automatically detect security incidents and threats as well as respond automatically. So let me show you a scenario on page 20 for the SMCZ security operations management. Starting on the bottom left, Zsecure Alert detects that a user attempted to log in to the ABC application unsuccessfully 5 consecutive times from 5 different terminal locations. Zsecure Alert sends a command to RACF in the upper left to suspend the user to prevent him from signing into the application. Zsecure Alert also sends the security incident to the Tivoli Security Operations Manager in the Tivoli Security Information and Event Manager console to be viewed on the security dashboard by the security operator. This dashboard is private to only the security team due to the sensitivity of security issues. Also, the ZOS communication server in the bottom right detects a denial of service attack in the form of an interface flood. The ZOS communication server generates 1 system log message per minute after the flood is detected until the flood condition ends. NetView for ZOS listens for the intrusion detection messages written to the system log and then generates an internal alert for each IDS message detected in the system log and routes it to NetView for ZOS automation. The customer writes NetView automation to respond when it receives 3 consecutive flood messages within a 3-minute interval. Step 3, a network operator in the Network Operations Center is notified of the port closure and sees the impact of that port closure on the business applications using the TBSM tool, Tivoli Business Service Manager. This net operator formally reports the port closure due to the intrusion detection to the security operations team via email. Now the security operations team will investigate the issue and remediate or make recommendations as necessary for IT ops to handle it. The Tivoli Security Operations Manager in the TSIEM tool provides the security analyst a comprehensive view of the enterprise security threats. The security analyst then uses the other investigation tools in the Tivoli Security Operations Manager to gather more information about the access denial and provide remediation for the issues. The denial of service attack was identified as an auditable event. In addition, the invalid login is deemed auditable after the 6th try the user succeeded in logging on. Tivoli Security Operations Manager writes an event record to a log file that is collected by Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager, also in the TSIEM solution, for both the login failure incident and the network flood. The TSIEM solution processes all the collected events and generates compliance reports that highlight security events that did not meet best practices. On page 21, let me show you the features of the Tivoli Zsecure Suite. We've referenced some of this in the previous example, but we have the 7 products in the Tivoli Zsecure family. The Zsecure Audit Solution provides compliance and audit tools that enable you to automatically analyze and report on security events and detect security exposures. The Zsecure Alert tool is a real-time mainframe threat monitoring application that allows you to identify changes in event configurations that could hamper your compliance efforts, and it notifies administrators promptly of any exposures. C-Secure Command Verifier is a policy enforcement solution that enforces compliance to company and regulatory policies by preventing erroneous commands. Z-Secure Admin enables more efficient and effective RACF administration by providing simplified and automated tasks which allow them to use significantly less resources. Z-Secure Visual reduces the need for scarce RACF-trained expertise by providing a Microsoft Windows-based GUI for RACF administration. C-Secure Kix Toolkit allows you to perform mainframe administrative tasks from a Kix environment, freeing up native RACF resources. And we have another product, Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM. This one provides combined audit and administration capabilities for RACF in the VM environment. On page 22, we share the information on the Tivoli Security Information and Event Management Suite. This suite extends deep into the mainframe and across distributed assets to provide a consolidated view. The audit logs are transferred from the Z-Secure tool into the TSIEM solution, which has a comprehensive dashboard for the Security Operations Center. From one pane, you can monitor thousands of devices, view correlated events, and hone in on network risks. Real-time correlated security events from diverse devices are displayed in one console. The capability to monitor security operations includes support for real-time IT threat management, including incident recognition, investigation, and management, along with ensuring infrastructure security and monitoring for network policy violations. With the advent of outsourcing and even insourcing, monitoring privileged users has never been more important. How do you check the power of the privileged users when they are in another building or perhaps another country? The simple way is to have a comprehensive SIEM tool with the capacity to monitor them, and this is what IBM can do. On page 23, Tivoli's mainframe security strategy provides the Z-Secure suite as a cornerstone, but it also extends to other Tivoli products. With Z-Secure being the Tivoli foundation for mainframe security, this appeals to mainframe users and experts with the unique solutions described earlier on page 21. Over the last several years, Tivoli has added mainframe capabilities across its security and compliance solutions as well. For example, the Tivoli Identity Manager, Tivoli Federated Identity Manager, Tivoli Directory Server, and Tivoli Directory Integrator all have versions available to run on the ZOS operating system. These all connect to the mainframe and allow central administrators to connect to the mainframe for routine enterprise-wide administration. Similarly, Tivoli's Security Information and Event Manager solutions connect to the mainframe. Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager, combined with Z-Secure Audit, allows the mainframe to connect to the leading audit and compliance dashboard, combining mainframe audit data with that of other operating systems, databases, and applications. Tivoli Security Operations Manager leverages Z-Secure Alert's real-time threat data from RACF and ACF2 into its security operations and threat management dashboard. In this manner, Tivoli has solutions like the Z-Secure Suite that appeal to mainframe experts and others, like IAM and SIEM, that connect the mainframe to an enterprise view and relieve mainframe administrators from non-core tasks. On page 24, let me share with you some examples of customer success stories. The first one is Aviva. Norwich Union is part of the Aviva Group and provides insurance products in Europe. Norwich Union had the need to facilitate compliance with identity and access management initiatives by implementing preventive, detective, and corrective controls within their IT environment. They had been leveraging homegrown utilities and code, but these methods were limiting. With several RACF tools needed to maintain various RACF databases, most homegrown, Norwich Union needed a strategic and robust solution to keep up with high demand for security and audit reports and with often complex security requests. They utilized several products in the Tivoli Z-Secure family to meet their needs of providing simplified mainframe security administration, quick and proactive response to security. security events, and robust audit and compliance reporting. On page 25, the ING Group provides banking, insurance, and asset management services to more than 60 million private, corporate, and institutional clients in 50 countries. The growing number of regulatory requirements and increasing complexity of the company's operating environment increased the time and cost of managing access rights for ING's 113,000 internal employees and threatened to inhibit service delivery. To address this challenge, ING needed to create an on-demand operating environment for identity management that met cost reduction demands while supporting company growth and market changes. It meant fundamentally changing its approach from managing access based on individual rights to ultimately automating access based on attributes such as job function, job title, business process, and physical location. ING is using Tivoli Identity Manager and Tivoli Directory Integrator to automate and integrate their existing processes and information. And they will expand that to develop a robust access control system, leveraging the intelligent provisioning capabilities of Tivoli Identity Manager in the future. On page 26, Philips had privileged users who could access their payment system. These privileged users were initially down the hall, but eventually their team got outsourced to India, and more than 100 different administrators, some of which were part-time or temporary, worked on their system. Philips rolled out the Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager solution to enable full monitoring of user activity in their system. And page 27, Pay by Touch is a company founded in 2002. They have grown rapidly and earned the trust of over 3.5 million customers. Pay by Touch is also in use at nearly 10,000 retail lanes. Some 2,400 retailers are making use of their service. Pay by Touch had put together two existing capabilities, biometric recognition and electronic financial transactions, to create a groundbreaking new retail payment service. And they needed a highly scalable, secure, and easy-to-integrate platform to support its rapidly growing operations. It was recognized early on that a service-oriented architecture, SOA, approach to its IT architecture would give them the ability to integrate IT assets and capabilities while remaining rapidly scalable as well as secure. Together with WebSphere and Tivoli, the company implemented a platform for process choreography, integration, and high availability. I hope these examples have been helpful to you. On page 28, in summary, IBM advocates a process approach based on industry best practices and client experience for putting IT governance and risk management objectives into practice. So ask yourself, would you like to do a better job of managing security from a business perspective? How are you proving regulatory compliance today, and is it meeting your needs? Do you need to enhance the auditing, reporting, or administrative capabilities of your current security system? On page 29, IBM can help you enhance your business performance, improve your business resilience, and achieve and demonstrate compliance so that you can avoid costly security breaches. As we wrap up, we know the mainframe is the secure hub of the enterprise. With vSecure and the Tivoli Security Suite extended to the mainframe, we've added something more than security. We've added an easy way to demonstrate compliance. We've added automation for mundane tasks. We've added more flexibility for mergers and other complex circumstances. With Tivoli's security offerings for System Z, IBM can uniquely address customers' needs for audit and administration for the mainframe, along with access and identity management for the Enterprise Security Hub. Thank you for your time, and I'd like to return it back to the operator.
Thank you, Joyce. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. And please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question is, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. And if it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. And our second question is, what was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And again, we'll be back in just a moment. And we hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. And if no, press star 2. And we'll be back in just a moment to take your questions. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. And now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. And again, that is star 1 to ask a question. And we'll pause for just a moment. And no one is queued up at this time, but I'd like to give everyone another opportunity. If you do have a question, press star 1, and we'll pause for just one more moment. And it appears we have no questions, so I'd like to turn it back to Joyce Ruff for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Vicki. If you are interested in additional information, please feel free to follow up with me. And I will be happy to share additional information with you as you need it. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much. That does conclude our conference for today.